Hey everybody, Josh Harrison, World Alternative Media here, and the economy is absolutely tanking. It was already tanking to begin with after the Bank of England governor made a statement that could only be described as incredibly stupid. But of course, this is all part of the control collapse of economies worldwide. As this Unnatural News says, Bank of England issues collapse warning. You have 3 days to sell, it says. And as of course, Zero Hedge points out, Bank of England to global markets, you have 3 days to sell all the things. This could easily be the dumbest thing a head of a central bank has ever said. And they say stupid things every hour. Russian Market on Twitter says, markets are liquidating after Bank of England's Bailey stupidly says, you've got 3 days left. He's basically saying we are facing a complete collapse of the economy. Now, the pound has gone down over 40% over the last year. Absolutely insane. The euro has reached below parity with the dollar. The dollar is facing imminent collapse itself. It has no choice but to collapse as we see countries out of desperation flee and move into, well, what will likely be the new world reserve currency, BRICS, their world reserve currency basket of currencies, which I've been warning about for quite some time. So this is really, really major news. And we're going to go into what Bailey said, as well as some of the issues of massive inflation. This out of Natural News, food inflation hits 40% as CPI explodes. Inflation reaches catastrophic 40-year highs. Biden puts America on the path of Sri Lanka. Now, I want to point out, 40-year high isn't true. It's actually much higher than 40-year high. 40-year high based on what we now calculate as inflation. If you look at the actual inflation rate based on the 1980 standards of calculating it, it is far worse than a 40-year high. It actually might outdo June of 1921, which was, I believe, some of the worst we've seen in history. And that was basically fudged as well. So there's a lot to go into here. This is going to get insane. But before we get into this absurd story that we should only be expecting at this point in time, I want to urge people to check those links below and join us at the Red Pill Expo in Salt Lake City, Utah, November 12th to 13th. You could use the link in the description to buy tickets. You save money if you go through us, of course, hosted by the great G. Edward Griffin, who is a good friend of our show. And I urge people to come and check it out. And I hope to see you over there in Salt Lake City, Utah. So again, check that link in the description. Of course, check out Z-Stack, Z-Stack Kids and Z-Detox by the late, great Dr. Zelenko. Again, we need to make sure that we mitigate the things that we're being hit with from every angle right now, as far as our immune system goes. We need to protect ourselves now by stocking up as many vitamins as we humanly can. I mean, these are high levels of vitamins like vitamin C, vitamin D, and keratin. So go and use the link in the description that we have for Dr. Zelenko's vitamins and supplements. And you save a bunch of money if you go through that link, as well as you get free shipping in the United States. And also, finally, check out heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. You can get heirloom seeds. You can get water filtration and storage, gardening resources, books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M. And of course, you get free shipping in the United States on most of these items. They are control collapsing the system, my friends. If you guys don't get prepared now, I mean, this is insane for anyone to just sit there with this ticking time bomb and hope that everything's just going to work out just dandy. Well, guess what? It isn't. There's the only person you can look to, well, other than God, is yourself, and you must be prepared. This is how we win this war for humanity. Now, there's a few new varieties of foods available to add to your stockpile over at heavensharvest.com. Again, use code WAM and also check out whamsurvival.com for long-term storable foods. You save a bunch of money if you go through us on there. All those links are in the description. Anyway, let's get into this. Bank of England issues collapse warning. You have 3 days to sell. And as the article goes into, more evidence has emerged this week that the West financial system is teetering on the brink of collapse as Europeans worry that they won't have enough affordable energy to heat their homes this winter. Well, during a speech in Washington, D.C., Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey first warned that market volatility went beyond bank stress tests, which is frightening in and of itself before he reinforced that there is a serious risk to UK financial system stability, adding that a program to bail out pension funds is temporary, according to Zero Hedge. However, Bailey then dropped a bombshell. And I quote, this is crazy. My message to the funds involved and all the firms is you've got 3 days left now. You've got to get this done. The essence of financial stability is that it intervention is temporary. It's not prolonged, he said in a chilling warning that sent shockwaves through financial sectors around the world. I'm afraid this has to be done for the sake of financial stability, he added per the BBC. Meanwhile, according to the Financial Times, here's why traders are not selling more UK bonds. Traders say the reluctance of some investors to offload larger quantities of gilts is in part a consequence of the BOE's approach to making purchases. The central bank has only bought gilts at close to the prevailing market level and has rejected offers that deemed too expensive. Investors may get a slightly better price by selling their bonds to the central bank rather than on the open market, but the difference is measured in small fractions of a small percentage point. In return, they have to face the uncertainty of whether the BOE will actually accept their offer to sell or potentially leave the bank holding unwanted gilts in a market where the price may have moved against them in the meantime. And I quote, clients don't like the uncertainty. They say, you take the risk and you can charge us for it, one gilt trader at a big investment bank said. And I quote, you sell the bond wherever the market is. There's no buying force coming from the BOE. Well, anyway, the point is the statement from the Bank of England, which of course is stupid. And they say a lot of stupid things. All these central banks say a lot of stupid things. I mean, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said, oh, the inflation isn't transitory. Janet Yellen had previously said that she doesn't see a crisis in her lifetime and that even like a month before the second negative quarter of GDP, which marks the beginning of a recession, she said that she sees no evidence of a recession. I mean, total, absolute, unrivaled insanity. But now we're in our third negative quarter of GDP. And as a Zero Hedge article says, Bank of England to global markets, you have 3 days to sell all things. Well, look at what happened after this. The statement of Zero Hedge wrote on Twitter, was his teleprompter hacked? This is the dumbest possible thing you could say. BOE's Bailey, message to funds is you've got 3 days left and crash. And look at what has gone on with the market since this statement. It is absolutely crazy. And this is all done on purpose. They go, oh, well, that was a misstep and now it's going to cause a collision course. Well, no, they want their economy to collapse. This is the inevitable end of this system so they can move into a new system. That new system, of course, being BRICS, being the new world reserve currency, being the cashless society, they'll cause a problem and come in as a solution. And that new solution is going to be worse than the thing that caused the problem in the first place. I mean, this is only going to lead to technocracy, the Great Reset. And this is what they wanted all along. And it's no coincidence, my friends, that at the same time that we see this massive inflation, we also see the collapse of the supply chain. We also see the collapse of the energy grid. It's all perfectly by the script. Natural news, food inflation hits 40% as CPI explodes. Inflation reaches catastrophic 40-year high as Biden puts America on the path of Sri Lanka. And as I said earlier, I would say there's enough evidence to point to this being much more than a 40-year high. And if you actually look at some of the foods that we're talking about here, the inflation is absolutely astronomical. Some of them are 500%, depending where you are. Local bakeries notice about costs of raw materials for bread reveals full extent of food inflation in America. As it says, a notice posted by a local bakery about the rising cost of raw materials for its products served as a wake-up call to the worsening food inflation in America. The bakery, whose location remains unknown, posted the notice written on a whiteboard to explain why it was increasing the prices of its products. One user who visited the bakery saw the notice, took a picture of it, and posted it on social media where it went viral. It outlined the prices of different bread ingredients from January 2021, January 2022, and July 2022. Here are some of the ingredients touched on by the notice. It says bread flour. Prices began at $12.19 in January 2021. It increased to $19.97 a year later, reaching $28.88 by July 2022. It's more than double. Carrying on, it says the price of all-purpose shortening was at $41.40 in July, or in January rather, of 2021, and moved to $71.24 a year later. By July 2022, its price had doubled to $87.39. It's 100% inflation. Cake flour was at $15.13 when Biden started off his term. A year later, it rose to $19.06 and reached $26.28 by July 2022. It's funny because Biden just said, if Republicans get in, you can expect massive inflation. Well, yeah, you can expect massive inflation no matter who, what crook you vote for. The point of the matter is that they print currency out of thin air at the private central bank called the Federal Reserve. It's absolutely fraudulent. And so is the IRS, which is also private, by the way. Carrying on, fresh yeast cost $45 at the start of Biden's presidency. It climbed to $51.83 in January 2022, eventually hitting $63.66 by July. Wow. Back in January 2021, granulated sugar cost $25.69. Its price rose to $26.32 the following year, and as of July, costs $34.59. Here we go. Rainbow sprinkles. Can't go without those. For cupcakes, were priced at $56.41 when Biden began his term. A year later, they were priced at $80.53 and eventually rose to $86.94 by July. It's a shame. Rainbow sprinkles looks like the gay pride parade that, you know, coming to a elementary school near you is going to be low on cupcake sprinkles. It's going to be expensive. I mean, everyone's broke these days. The Wall Street Silver account, one of many who reposted the image, commented on the image. Inflation causing higher prices at the local bakery, explaining all of the price changes for its ingredients, the account tweeted. Writing for Red State, Nick Arama also put in his 2 cents on the matter. And I quote, as many pointed out, these prices are not just up 8.3%, the last inflation number announced, he wrote. In some cases, they're paying more than double what they were paying before Biden came in. And I quote, if you look at it and you realize the inflation is continuing to rise, you know that this is not a sustainable situation when costs go up so much. Now, this is just the tip of the iceberg. At the same time as all this food inflation, we see the panic throughout Europe and starting to reach the US as well when it comes to the grid. Europeans panic buying firewood and stoves in desperate preparation for dark winter without electricity and gas. Remember, the Belgian prime minister said 5 to 10 years of rationing ahead of us. Of course, the food chief at the United Nations said he expects a famine starting over the next winter. And people aren't taking it very seriously, are they? I'm going to go right back to this article, my friends, but I urge people to check this out. Please check it out. Just check it out. Never run out of power. We have a link below for Lion Energy, an affiliate that we're really proud of, because if you go to that link, you save a bunch of money on lithium batteries, solar generators, power banks, and accessories, including solar panels. The reason I'm throwing this in the middle of a video is like almost no one's buying these things, and it's extremely important. I'm losing money by promoting this, but I want people to be prepared because they are dependent on the government grid. This is a really silly idea. As we see the control collapse of the supply chain, the economy, and the energy grid, there is an agenda, which we'll get into shortly. And having things like this isn't about pollution. This isn't about some nonsense climate change BS. This is about being able to control your own life in the face of all this. So if you go to that link in the description for Lion Energy, you save money and you get free shipping in the US, at least for now. Anyways, so I'm going to go back to this. I apologize for throwing these things in, but I'm trying to mobilize people so that they don't end up, you know, forced into the ration lines, forced into the carbon credit system via their digital currency bank accounts. That's the end goal. As many of you have probably seen, we recently did a video called Banks Banning Wrongthink. And I think this is really important because Kanye West, a guy named Cat Turd on Twitter, conservative commentator, they're all getting their bank account shutting down. All the while, we see the push by PayPal to fine people $2,500 for misinformation, which they've now gone back on and lost a lot of stocks, a lot of shares over. The point is, this is so crucial to understand. The cashless society is the end goal of this, and they will utilize that not just with the collapse of the economy and the move into a new world reserve currency system, which China, Russia, India, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Turkey, Brazil, Iran, and others are getting in on, but it will also force you to use that currency as a way of censorship over how much food rations you'll get, how much electricity you're allowed to use, how much you're allowed to drive, what stores and restaurants you're allowed to go into. It's basically technocratic Marxism. So I just want people to be prepared before it's too late. But anyway, as I mentioned, natural news, Europeans panic buying firewood and stoves in desperate preparation for dark winter without electricity and gas. And as it says, reality is beginning to set in for Europeans as winter looms, driving many of them to panic purchase firewood and wood stoves in anticipation for a very dark winter without energy. We are told that Russia's invasion of Ukraine, followed by the sabotage incident at the Nord Stream gas pipelines in the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany, are the reason why energy prices are soaring in Europe. The truth, however, is that energy, food, and other inflation was already soaring before the Russian invasion, meaning Wall Street and other financial tyrants are once again the real culprits. The latest reports suggest that much of Europe is on the verge of returning to medieval days without electricity, which is massively spiking demand for wood, stoves, fireplaces, and other things needed to stay warm in the dead cold of winter. The prospect of rolling blackouts or worse edges closer to or as the leaves fall and temperatures drop. The fun and games are nearing their end. In other words, and many Europeans are starting to feel fear and panic about what might happen next if they fail to at least try to prepare for the worst. Because firewood is now in short supply, many Europeans are now burning anything they can find for heat. According to reports, upwards of 70% of European populations relies on natural gas to heat their homes. Right now, about 40 million people have started burning wood to heat their homes in anticipation of a light out situation in the coming months or even weeks. Actually, I've heard that people are burning their COVID face masks in Germany in massive numbers in order to heat their home. Oh, this is getting so close to Weimar Republic, my friends. So, so, so close. And of course, in UK, we saw businesses across the board are closing. Not only can they not keep up with the inflation, not only can they not keep up with the supply chain, as farmers are unable to produce the amounts of food and the fertilizer is going out, and they're also going after farmers in a big way, bringing climate regulations in and try to stop the flow of things like fertilizer, which of course totally destroys sustainability and puts us all into big cities dependent on a major grid and rations. On top of that, we see the energy grid causing the prices to go up on these businesses so much. And Liz Truss said, well, you know what? We will print 150 billion pounds to fix this problem for business owners, even though they're already like shut down and closed. They can't even fight it. Well, interesting, because that will lead to more inflation. And of course, that'll lead to an even worse problem. And in the US, the Inflation Reduction Act, another example, the Inflation Reduction Act, which Bill Gates was very heavily involved in, actually increases inflation. This is all part of the plan for the Great Reset. It couldn't be more obvious, my friends. But of course, here we are. It just continues again and again and again. We have to go over it, but it's serious. They got rid of 30% of farms in the Netherlands, or they're trying anyway, in the second top agricultural exporter in the world. They're going after the same thing in Canada and, of course, in Ireland. In the U.S., they're pushing for crazy climate rules and, of course, regulations. They got rid of 70,000 gig worker truckers in California, where most of the organic food comes from. And there's a rail strike heating up in the U.S. at the, you know, in the middle of harvest season. All the while in, you know, Europe, in England and in Scotland and in France, there are already rail strikes. So this is absolutely huge. Carrying on, it says Swedish government tells citizens to build indoor blanket huts this winter to avoid freezing to death. Oh, man, these news headlines are as stupid as we saw at the beginning of 2020 with the hoax that was COVID. So this is going to get crazier, and this is the litmus test, my friends. They've been planning this for a very long time, and I've been talking since 2020 about how, you know, climate lockdowns were next, and much earlier than that they would utilize this for carbon credits, social credits, cashless society, technocracy. This out of Natural News, Bangladesh power grid collapses, leaving 140 million people without power. Coming to a place near you. Get prepared, my friends. Look, they have been planning a long time for this. You know, we could go back to, as I've said so many times before, Henry Kissinger meeting with Mao Zedong in the early 1970s to create an artificial alliance with China to build them up essentially as a monopoly for trade worldwide. Even though they're in the middle of a starvation event, they saved them because they wanted their version of government mixed with technocracy. The creation of the Trilateral Commission cemented this in the late 1970s by Zbigniew Brzezinski. He himself said the idea was to create a technocratic super state to be able to, you know, grow a world government out of it and utilize digital technology. Well, that is what is currently happening. It's all led to this moment now. And this is a war on humanity. This is a Tower of Babel. This is the control collapse of civilization. So as we see the pound fall, as we see the euro fall, as we see the Turkish lira absolutely get decimated, and of course they move quickly into bricks, just as we should expect. At the same time, we're seeing the same thing start to occur in the United States. If your money's in the bank, it's not yours, it's the bank's. And when they come out with the digital currency, if your money's in the bank, it's never yours, it's always the bank's, and you are essentially enslaved to the banking system and the government, which makes you a slave to them, which means you will be compliant with them or else suffer the consequences, unless, of course, you prepare. As I've gone into in recent videos, they're censoring people's bank accounts and kicking them out of the bank for saying things that are against the groupthink of the global evil pedophile elite, you know, establishment. Now, PayPal has been pushing the same stuff. Here's the thing. If you get into privacy coins and gold and silver, and this isn't investment advice, you can actually protect your currency outside of that grid and they can never get it as long as you protect it. Instead of giving the establishment your money to hold safely for you, it's Orwellian doublethink. It's the opposite is true. It's not safe in the bank. It never has been. So this is extremely detrimental. What they want is that global currency system that's cashless. And because of the supply chain crisis, which they've created, and because of the energy crisis, which they've created, all false flags, all part of the puzzle, and utilizing the COVID nonsense to normalize people to this kind of tyranny, of course, and technocracy, vaccine passes, etc. The smart meters on your homes will then give the government, and they will be mandatory, by the way. They'll try to make it mandatory. We'll see how it goes. I can't wait to see the activism over this. But they will utilize the smart meters on your home to tell the government how much water, electricity, and gas you use. That'll be tied to your bank account. And that'll decide how much food you're allowed to be rationed, probably mRNA-infused foods, and Bill Gates ration lines. Great. Can't wait. Of course, I'm not going to be in one of those lines. I hope none of you are if you prepare. But anyway, it'll tell the government how much food you're allowed to be rationed. It'll tell the government how much you're allowed to drive on highways and go travel from place to place. How much you're allowed to go to businesses, restaurants, stores, etc. Instead of asking for masks and vaccine passes, they will ask for your carbon credit score. So again, I have to urge people to like really dig deep here. We are in a war for humanity. They're in a war against humanity. Pick your side. It's excruciatingly important at this point, and it's just... I know I've been talking about this since 2006, so at this point, it's just really frustrating to go over it again and again, but here we are. It's happening, and so many people are going hook, line, and sinker. However, there's good news. A lot of people are leaving PayPal, and they're losing stock, and they're offering people $15 to $20 to stay on their on PayPal and not delete their account, but the damage has been done. Nonetheless, as we saw from the lockdowns, most people are unwitting slaves and they will fight for their enslavement, all for a little bit of comfort because tyranny comes under the guise of convenience. The World Economic Forum just bragged that if they can get everyone to lock down, they will easily be able to get everyone on their knees to support the climate lockdowns that come next, carbon credits, etc. The Netherlands government is already pushing carbon credits. So again, this is a war on humanity. To fight back in this war for humanity, we must do the opposite of what they want, which means be more human, be more empathetic, be more individualistic, be more sustainable. Remember Bill Gates, who funds Guardian. The Guardian recently said they to stop pollution, we need to get rid of free-range farms and push people into urban sprawls. You know how stupid that is? That is literally the opposite of the truth. Up is down, left is right, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength, war is peace. Here we have, once again, the Orwellian doublethink that has perpetuated for so long and has gotten worse all the time as we skid right past what we would have thought was Idiocracy. It's worse than that today. Anyways, I do appreciate everyone watching today. It's getting dark out where I am, so my video quality is kind of diminishing here as I record this. But I wanted to get a bunch of content done today because there's so much in the news and there's so much we need to understand if we want to be able to overcome this insane satanic attack on humanity. So again, I urge people to check those links below. We have a Lion Energy link for batteries, of course, power banks, of course, you know, solar panels. You could use our link in the description for Lion Energy and you can get a bunch of money off and get free shipping in the United States. Extremely important. Don't be on the government grid. That's stupid. Just silly. Just totally silly, especially everything after everything we know now. Get rid of the conveniences and focus on what you need for your life as a human being. Don't let that Tower of Babel fall on you. They are desensitizing us, creating degenerates of people, destroying civilization from the inside out. And they want to create a new one that's much worse, a new world order, if you will, that's based on the consent of enslaved masses that feel coerced and have no choice. And they give up their humanity. They give up their soul for it. We need to fight back. And of course, I want people like us to build a new civilization, not them. And we have an opportunity, but it's all about actually taking that opportunity. And the opportunities are linked below, my friends. We have heavensharvest.com. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get free shipping on most of these products in the United States, including non-GMO storable foods, heirloom seeds, water filtration, books on how to get started. Get on this now. I mean, I've said it so much. I think I might just end these deals right away because it's just silly. Like at this point, people, if you're not getting on this at this point, I don't know what to tell you. It's frustrating. Get it from me. Get it from anyone else. The point is, I've been talking about this for months. People are getting headaches from me talking about it, but it's because I want you guys to succeed and I want you guys to overcome this. And I want, if I can save one person's life out of this, then that means the world to me. It looks like quite a few people have bought a few months ago. No one really has bought, a couple people have bought, I think 2 or 3 orders have gone through this whole month over this. And that's kind of silly. I'm barely making anything off of it. It has nothing to do with that. I urge people to go to someone else's link and use their code to get these products. The point is, I want you guys to succeed. That's all I care about. This audience right here, building a new civilization, that's the best possible outcome to the end of this horror show we've been witnessing over the last, 100 years, but specifically more than anything over the last 3 years. Anyways, we also have whamsurvival.com for long-term storable foods. You save a bunch of money if you go through us on there, ending that deal right away. And of course, we have the Bitly link for Tim Pachote, the Liberty Advisor, certified financial planner. You can get a free initial consultation, a free portfolio review if you go to that link in the description. If you're worried about your savings account, which you should be, if you're worried about your retirement, which you should be, if it's tied up in the bank, if you're tied up with another financial advisor, I would urge you to seriously do this consultation because Tim is actually red-pilled, knows about the Great Reset, and has been doing an amazing job keeping his clients' money safe. So you could go to thelibertyadvisor.com or go to the Bitly link in the description and get a free initial portfolio review. Anyways, we have Z-Stack for kids, and Z-Detox in the description as well for vitamins and supplements from the late, great Dr. Zelenko. Click that link. You save money if you go through us. And of course, you get free shipping. Also, I urge you guys to check the link in the description for rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetrile online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetrile, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. And speaking of G. Edward Griffin, we have the Red Pill Expo 2022 in Salt Lake City, Utah, which I am really excited to be getting out to. It's of course on November 12th to 13th, and there's so many amazing people who will be speaking there, and I hope to see you there. So go to our link in the description. You save money on your tickets. And of course, you get a bunch of information out of this. So I urge you to go and check that out. Check that link in the description. Anyways, let's finish this off. I appreciate everyone who supported lately. You guys are amazing. You guys are saving the world one step at a time. And we are totally viewer funded. So I appreciate the help that we've recently got after I got robbed of my whole bank account and maxed my credit cards out after ending up in an emergency room and getting scammed by the doctors here in Mexico. It's happened to me in the US before, by the way. So it's not just Mexico, but it's very frustrating. So those of you that donated and helped, you are amazing and you are lifesavers. If people want to continue to help support independent media, we have a gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar, links in the description of this video. We have Bitcoin and we have a Cointree link with multiple different cryptocurrencies, including Monero, that you could donate in if you please. The privacy coin, very important stuff. I don't take PayPal anymore because they are a bunch of scam artists that are trying to push the Great Reset in the Fourth Industrial Revolution. So screw them. We have multiple different options. We have a Teespring store with merchandise, World Alternative Media Teespring store, linked in the description. And of course, we are on Rockfin at World Alternative Media. We have exclusive content, including documentaries and Q&As if you send us questions. Go to that link in the description. Go to Rockfin, subscribe. And of course, we're thinking about doing some live streams for exclusively for viewers on Rockfin and possibly Odyssey soon. Live streams that it'll only cost a few dollars. It helps keep us alive because we're making like absolutely nothing right now. I luckily was able to pay back the fees that I got hit with at the hospital, but people think I'm making a bunch of money. I'm not. I'm living in Mexico. It's cheap. Anyway, with that said, we have a Telegram group, World Alternative Media, Telegram channel, World Alternative Media Announcements. We have a newsletter, www.iambanned.com. And of course, we're on band.video. We're on BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, Float.app, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. Please subscribe to more than one of those sites because anything could happen any day now where we might be taken down from one of these and you'll just never see us again, just like we saw with YouTube. So please go to more than one. We're trying to build up our Rumble. We're trying to build up our BitChute, our Odyssey, all of these. So I appreciate those who watch me on Band. Please go subscribe on BitChute. If those who are on BitChute, please go subscribe on Band or Rumble, etc. This is really important to keeping, this organization kind of, alive so that we can continue to mobilize people for freedom and the truth and humanity and God. Anyway, you could also find us on the Bad Guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media. And of course, on all the major podcast platforms, Spotify, Podbean, worldaltmedia.podbean.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, etc. So I appreciate everyone watching. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. I'm sweating my face off here. It's so hot. I thought the winter season was starting here in Mexico, but I was wrong. It's like insane. Anyway, I hope you don't mind. I appreciate everyone watching. Live by example, live freely, my friends. Until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.